The annual spring ritual of honoring women who have helped shape Alaska took place last weekend in Anchorage. The Alaska Women's Hall of Fame holds their induction ceremony in the Wilda Marston Theater at the Lusac Library. Every year, women, some well-known and others not, are honored for their contributions to the state. This year's 13 inductees ranged from one of the first female USGS geologists, who at one point worked on a top-secret federal program, to women who had achievements in musical artistry and activism, and others who championed conservation and science education. Ann Stevens was honored posthumously for her work assisting her husband, the late Senator Ted Stevens, and serving on the board of the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and other organizations. Her oldest son, Walter, said his mother had a great sense of humor, but also taught him important lessons about respect, particularly in the 1970s when Richard Nixon was president and the Stevens family had been invited to the White House for Sunday services.
I just kind of just put my foot down and said, you know, no, I'm not going to see old Tricky Dick. And my mother came down the hallway very extremely agitated and said, you will go. I said, you might not like the person, but you will respect the office. So get your suit on and go. And so I did. There wasn't much choice. And I learned, that was a great lesson in respecting the higher institutions of this country, which I think, you know, we all should, regardless of who we might disagree with at the time that might be occupying those positions.
Inductee Arlene Buddy Clay came to Alaska in 1944, long before statehood. She and her husband worked for the Civil Aeronautics Administration. She says their first station was in Nome, and then they were transferred to Aniak. There, she became a magistrate. The Clays built a cabin near the village and lived a subsistence life together, traveling around the country with their dog team for a decade. When her husband died, she stayed on.
I had a 30-foot round-bottom riverboat with a 40-horse Johnson that I commuted to Aniak with in the summer. In the winter, I used my dog team. And I became magistrate in 1960 for the Alaska court system. And I had 12 villages under my jurisdiction, Kuskokwim, Yukon, and Iditarod Rivers.
Clay was inducted for her work in rural justice. She now lives in an assisted living home in Wasilla, and at age 102, she still operates her ham radio every Thursday evening, something she started in 1948. In all, 13 women were honored. It is the seventh year of inductions.